Justin, what are you doing? He's looking at naked girls on his computer.
You have got to monitor this computer.
It's garbage, Justin, and I don't want it in my house.
My marriage was destroyed because of internet porn.
What is the matter with you?
You hit me! Stop it! No!
Kimberly Lynch.
Justin, you're addicted! You can't stop!
I can't believe this is happening to us.
In a Lifetime original movie, Cyber Seduction.
American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, it's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Tuesday, June 21st, 2005. 21st or 21th or 21th or 21021. Oh my God, Sim's in the studio.
How did I get here?
And it's Tuesday. It's true. Me and Sim have turned into gay lovers. No, that's not the case. He's actually
don't
got
sample
it.
That.
Why? Don't sample that. Why? You're so afraid. No, but seriously. Sam's on vacation, so we're all partying. We went to that show. Actually, he went to the show. I was a big cop-out. Didn't go to the show because I was a
Sean
loser.
Slept.
What was the show?
Bands. It was Combi Christ was good. The headliner.
That's nice.
And they're a side project of Icon of Coil.
Oh.
And Gliss was the second band.
How were they?
Gliss was okay.
Gliss was very okay.
He was better than the last time I saw him singing. He's still not a good singer live.
Your voice is hoarse as fuck. You were screaming, weren't you? You were screaming at the band.
A little bit, not
yeah,
much.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were.
He's a little bit better singer than last time. On like, if you buy the CD, he's cool. It's really good.
Okay, so
it's live, he's not so good at the singer.
That's why I don't like live music. I prefer recorded music. People look at me weird when I say that. I don't prefer live. Like, I prefer to have my nice sampled, perfectly surround sound, digitally finished music. Because it's about the music to me. I mean, that's what it is. And who was the third band? There was three.
We didn't make it in time for Left Spine Down.
Oh, that's too bad. Because they're kind of cool. I've put some of their stuff in background music.
I'm pretty sure they were on the Sean Kennedy TV show, but I'm not. Maybe not.
Yeah, I think they were Left Spine.
To be, but,
Left Spine Down. Somebody was. I mean, it's hard to tell with all the bands we have contact with. But regardless, they are cool as well.
It was awesome. There's cages there and people dancing in the cages. And they had the little... making sparks with this little
grinding
saw
wheel,
grinding wheel on the metal, and it was flying into the crowd. And
very industrial.
It was incredibly industrial looking. It was awesome.
Very cyberpunk. Cool. Very cyberpunk. Cyberpunk is good. That's the buzzword.
People in black, you know,
people black gothing. Lots of hot chicks.
Always at the goth club.
That's right. That's why the Wogs will win, because we, in fact, have the hot chicks. And this is not hot chicks. This is Newsreel. Your daily report is the Wog counterculture defeats the evil of core political tyranny. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today. Even though we are hungover with burned out throats, we're still taking that stand. Thanks so much. And just by listening, you are too. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. You can get to my elite live journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This is a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Radio306.com, OspreyRadio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, and you yourself can broadcast this on your bike, car, trees, tribbles, antimatter, my Uncle Heshy. Do not care. You can do whatever you want with this broadcast because it's free, and you can hand it out to anyone you want. You can sample it, put it in an iPod, put it in other people's iPods, put it in their Macs, put it in whatever, put it in their trees. I don't care. Just make sure that other people hear about this show, because that's what it's all about, dissemination of the information. So, let's get into some feedback, if you don't want to go any more about it. Any other personal notes you want to put out? We've already, you know, about the show or anything?
Well, I just finished the other day the What the Hell DVD set.
Oh, that's good.
And it's actually very exciting.
It is exciting.
All the available episodes that were ever recorded, some of them were not recorded in the beginning because, well, we didn't think it would be worth anything.
You sound so rough. Do you know how rough you sound? I'm listening to your voice right now, and the listeners must be imagining you looking like...
drink or anything
like that. Your Keith Richards. This is what happens when vegans party, man. They just, you know, they get beat up pretty hard. They do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And there's, for the first couple DVD sets...
Oh, that's better.
There's going to be a bonus DVD included.
Uh-huh.
with everything that we've ever done audio.
Oh, my God, really?
With all our...
Everything. All the rants.
Outside of shows.
Outside of shows. So rants are
on
there.
All the rants, all the interviews.
Oh, my God.
All the times you've been on other radio shows.
Right, when I was in the... When I was done by CBC, Wired, and all those guys, yeah.
All the skits that we ever did.
Wow.
Like, it's comprehensive.
So it's the be-all, end-all, definitive. And how do they get the comprehensive extra disc? Because quite honestly, I think people buy this just for the extra disc.
Yeah, well, they have to get the What the Hell DVD set. So it'll be 5 DVDs in total.
Oh, my God. So for the hardcore What the Hell fan, and you buy the discs, you get the uber stuff on the side, which is all available for free anyway. You can download it, but you get it in really good form.
Quality,
super high format. Which would be handy for any of you DJs out there, like Sabo or DJ Ojive or any of those kind of guys.
All the remixes of your rants.
Oh, they're all on there, too.
Everything. Like, really, I scoured my whole hard drive, all my hard drives.
So
I've got everything
you
on
did
there.
A cleansing, did you?
Yes, I did. I needed to get it off there anyway, and it's all collection. I'll be updating it every year or so.
Well, that'll be cool. Stuff. I get a copy, right?
No.
Oh.
You have to buy it.
I have to buy one?
You bitch.
That's crap.
Oh,
well, I'll get a copy, but I'll make my mom buy one. How's that one? That'll be good.
That's right.
Mom, do you want to hear me? You have to pay for it.
So that's not on sale yet. I have to go figure out the price and everything with seeing how much the quad DVD set is.
Bastard. You're going to hit them with a sense like that and say, like, yeah, it's coming, but it's not out yet.
It'll be out in about a week. So
that soon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. You're going to come out and say, in a week. Holy
cow. Done.
Okay.
Everything's done.
So this is all finished. It's just a matter of fun and final touches.
And a bonus.
And a bonus.
On the What the Hell DVD set.
Uh-huh.
There's a video included on the fourth disc. If you pop it in your DVD player.
Okay.
It's Americans for Purity video.
Oh, yeah, those guys. That was probably a gag site, but I was freaking out on these guys who was like wanting to put kids in jail for masturbating. And I, like, lost it. And there's those people who were there live that night. They were, they heard
leaving the room, actually.
There were people got up and left the studio. It was really crazy. Where I was freaking the fuck out because it was just like, you know, well, imagine some guy wants to put kids in jail for masturbating and Sean loses his fucking mind on him. And I was like, that was young Sean. That was, how old was that?
Yeah,
I was
2000.
So I was like, 2000.
5 years ago.
5 years ago. So I would have, 25, something like that. And just in good form, probably the best, you know, rip share I've. Just freaking out on this guy. You know, really gave
the
it to him.
The words are flying.
Oh, yeah. Coming out there. Not suitable for minors. Anything else?
No, that's it. That's it for now.
Okay, then let's get into some other people's feedback, of which I have a ton thereof. Hey, Sean, here's a possible solution to the big file sharing issue. Wow. Here's
big
a solution.
File
the big, you know,
he's
file
got
sharing.
A solution?
He's got a solution.
Wow.
Someone should create a low-quality standard for sharing media files legally, maybe 64 bits per music per second for artists, the music/movie industries. This would allow for the great free self-advertising, would make an incentive for consumers to purchase the high-quality DVD CD formats. For consumers, this would allow you to share the music you like with your friends without fear of harassment from the music/movie industry lawyers. On another positive side, the effect would be that it would demand a better product from the artist/movie producers. Example, if someone puts out a crap movie, no one will buy it. So the producers would have to start creating better movies. I bought the newest Luna Coil CD this weekend because I wanted all the cool video footage and extras when you put your CD into the CD-ROM drive. Also, if more artists were to add extra content to the product, such as videos, thanking their fans for supporting them, more people would purchase their products. There are just more important things happening in the world than this music crisis. Let's get rid of this stupid argument. And that's from Justin.
Wasn't this poignant? See, just with like the What the Hell DVD set, I put a video on it as a bonus. Right?
Exactly, exactly.
And
now,
you can download it for free, but why would people buy it? Well, you have to give bonuses.
Exactly. Now, the reason why they won't do this, I won't tell you why they, this is an amazing idea. It's a great idea. It's a perfect idea. The reason why they won't do it is, you summed it up in one, is because then the industry would have to start turning out products. So suddenly... they create criteria for themselves. So they will fight that criteria tooth and nail to try to make you buy every single piece of crap that's out there because they have, then that shows lost their revenue to them.
Their weapon is hype. They hype up all the artists they have, whether it's crap or not.
Catwoman. Case in point, Catwoman.
How much advertising was there for
huge,
that? Massive.
Huge.
And Catwoman, like it?
No. It was poo.
It's like one of the worst rated movies.
It's
like at the bottom 100 of the Internet Movie Database.
Yeah, Catwoman. I mean, I haven't even seen the goddamn thing. And if it beat out Battlefield Earth, I mean, that's saying something. You know what I mean? Like, if Catwoman beats out Battlefield Earth, wow. Battlefield Earth was like a critical event.
So if everyone was able to see a preview of that movie before, like, going to the theater or going to buy it, would anybody go at all? Would it have made any money?
Well, I mean, there's
no.
those not, well, actually, the thing is, yeah, with Catwoman, but when you think about the other, say, well, the same argument, maybe then no one would go to the movies at all, and that's bullshit because, like,
lies.
You... You went right downtown. Sam went all the way downtown to watch this Ghibli movie that came out. Which one was that one? Howl's Moving Castle, right? Which is hot.
I could have already bought it on DVD. It was out a year ago in Japan, right?
I think we picked it up. Did we get that? No.
Not that one. Those are the older sets.
That was like a Ghibli box set, really. Yeah, Ghibli box set that we got in New York. But anyway,
awesome.
So you got this. So that's not out yet.
But I would have seen it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about there are fans out there like Sim who would drive to fucking Hope to see a movie if, you know, it was the only chance to see it and it wasn't out for another 2 years. Like, for example, if Terminal City Ricochet, okay, with Jello Biafra wound up in big screen theater, and it's in litigation right now. Nobody has a copy of Terminal City Ricochet.
Doesn't have a copy.
We haven't found any torrent streams for it. If anyone out there has a copy of Terminal City Ricochet, we are after Terminal City Ricochet.
Yeah. There you go. There's the mission.
There's the mission. It's not quite to the point where we're going to give you a free T-shirt if we get it, but it's getting close to that level.
We asked Jello specifically to his face, "Do you have this movie?" He's like, "No, it's tied up in litigation."
We asked.
No.
I have seen it because I saw a dubbed video copy in a barracks basement in Manitoba. That's the only. So I know they're out there, but I have not seen Terminal City Ricochet.
There's a mission for the Gargoyles.
Oh, my God. You know, for all you wogs out there, please, Terminal City Ricochet, that's what we're after. Can't even find it on eBay. Don't even try. Anyway, actually, well, you can. I mean, I've seen it listed as like, oh, yeah, on some of these other tapes, there's these movies, and it was all very piratey and really sketchy.
A soundtrack, so don't be deceived. We want the movie,
the
soundtrack.
The film. The film is what we're after here.
Video.
Yes. So back up to the day, Sean. More format. More format. Hey, Sean. Today, 6/16/05. You talked about detoxing your body. Can you please explain how you do this? Just eat veggies and drink water, or is there some formula type thing? I tried Google, but just gets lots of sites talking about pills. Thanks for all you do. That's from Patrick in Florida. Well, Patrick, being as you're probably new to the show and haven't downloaded anything, that's totally cool. I go over the Master Cleanser and patrolling. Can't remember what episode it is. Someone will probably post it on my forum.
They'll list it on the page.
Is it all on the page? Yeah. I do a thing called Master Cleanser, but if you're young, that's a pretty hardcore fast. You can go to any health food store, and the ones that I see that are really, really good is there's various tea ones, all natural. Go for an all natural one that uses teas. And you can eat normal, but you want to eat like healthy food, like whole foods, like vegetables and stuff like that. While you're doing it, you drink teas. That's probably the best way to do it. It's the least invasive. And prepare to take a shower twice a day. You'll be taking a shower in the morning, and you will have to take a shower at night. And you'll think, why? Why would I have to shower twice a day? Because the fluids pump all the toxins out of your body, and it fucking reeks. Like, your sweat reeks like you wouldn't believe. And you'll be drinking huge water and stuff like that. But yes! In essence, in the short answer to your question, just eat veggies and drink water, and that will clean out your body, okay? If you eat healthy vegetarian food and drink lots of water, you will detox. Seaweed is good for that, too, apparently. So in answer to your question, more feedback. Dear Sean, don't buy the inferences made by Prison Planet regarding the bill introduced to abolish presidential term limits. Firstly, HD24IH is not news. The bill was proposed on the 17th of 2005. Secondly, four of the five of the sponsors are Democrats. That's right, 80% of the bill is backed by the opposing party, so quite probably it's propaganda meant to destroy the Republicans. The lone Republican on the bill was Jim Sensenbrenner, actually a wolf's in sheep's clothing. He may have an arm in front of his name, but he's more often than not sides with the Democrats. Thirdly, we're talking about an old bill here. We're talking about a constitutional. We're not talking about just any old bill here. We're talking about a constitutional amendment. Constitutional amendments are nearly impossible. Observe, the bill is drafted by and proposed by a small group of legislators. The bill is then sent to committee, another small group of legislators, to be discussed. The bill gets voted out of the committee, and trust me, this one won't. It's been tried a billion times. Then it will go to the floor to vote each time one of the two houses in Congress, 2 to 3 majorities needed, goes on and on and on, la, 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 la. It'll never get through the entire process.
Right.
Over the course of American history, thousands of amendments have been proposed. How many of them have passed? 27. Quite frankly, this ain't going to fucking happen. I find it interesting that the folks at Prison Planet failed to mention the majority of the sponsoring the bill came from Democrats. I also think it's quite cute how they did not note that everybody's favorite Democrat, former President Bill Clinton, pined for such a measure himself. The truth is this. The Democrats/liberals have no agenda. All they have been doing is obstructing and preventing the president from doing his job. Well, not very well, though, because he's been doing a great job killing as many people as he possibly can. The reason why this bill was proposed is because deep inside, the Democrats know they have fallen out of favor with mainstream America. Right now, the chances for another Democrat in the Oval Office is slim, and they know it. They have ideas of their own. The American people have caught on. That being said, the Dems are freaking out, so they'll try anything they can. They should be lucky enough to have another president just to keep him there. The Prison Planet is nothing more than a liberal propaganda machine, much like the mainstream media in the U.S. They leave out important facts and use revisionist theory to paint pictures the way they want and not to tell the truth. Don't buy the lies, buddy. And that's from Smokehouse. Now, me and Smokey see things a little differently here. Smokehouse believes that the World Trade Center and all that stuff actually fell because of, you know, planes hitting it and all that kind of jazz. He buys the official story regarding the World Trade Center and Building 7 and all that stuff in the Pentagon. Now, he and I don't see eye to eye on that because I do not believe that the World Trade Center, the official story regarding the World Trade Center, I do not believe that. Now, without turning into some kind of a flame war, there comes a point where we have to go say, now, me and Smokey are obviously, when you read this here, you know, he's on the rant team. You know, I mean, he's the station program manager guy, right? What's his title now? What's he doing?
Program director. Rant Radio Talk.
Of Rant Radio Talk. So, I mean, he's right in there. And now there's a couple ways you can do this. People are going, oh, my God, I can't believe Smokehouse said this, blah, 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 blah. No, that's not the point. You're missing the point here. I disagree with Smokehouse, but that's nothing to do with anything. Because I disagree with Smokehouse, that's fine. We'll just say, well, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. But he's got a point here. I mean, what he said wasn't wrong, right? You know, I mean, he did say that. I didn't know that, so I read that on the air. I disagree with a lot of what Smokehouse said in this thing here, but he's got a point. And, you know, he's got his right to say, so like everyone else. And what's more important is that we all are fighting on the same team, that we all get along together and start pushing towards. Smokey doesn't want people dying in Iraq. I don't want people dying in Iraq. Nobody wants people dying in Iraq. So if we can just stop all the infighting and get the American people together, then Dems and the Rubs, then that's great. You know, we'll make it all happen and everybody will be able to get these people home. And from there, we'll be able to just look for the truth, because the truth is a beautiful thing. It will set you free. That's what I say. So as long as we can find it, sort that out. Until then, don't get all caught up in fighting with people who just happen to believe, you know, the lie, because there's been a lot of effort been put into the lie. And either I'm lying, either I'm wrong, or Smokehouse is wrong. One of us is wrong, because we have completely conflicting opinions on this. I believe that, you know, the World Trade Center was a big ruse, and it was like a Pearl Harbor thing that was just completely fabricated. And then we have, you know, the other side, which buys the official story. Eventually, the truth will be known. You can bank on that. The truth will come out. And there'll be people who deny it till they go on the ground. But, I mean, you know, without starting to beat the dead horse, we'll move on to some more feedback here. Dear Sean Kennedy, the DVD rental is a wonderful when it's within walking distance of its vending machine. Hang on, let me get through this again. This was like a two-line email I got here regarding McDonald's selling DVDs and vending machines.
Yeah.
So, dear Sean Kennedy, the DVD rental is wonderful. It's within walking distance. It's like a vending machine. It's outside of the McDonald's building, and it's really cool. I think you are overly worried. And that's from Spyco. Okay, well, you know, that's fair. You know, so what's the big deal? What is the big deal? We got a DVD machine.
Another option for people to rent.
Vending machine outside McDonald's. What's this paranoid bastard yelling about on the radio? I don't know. He's freaking out, man. Lay off the ginkgo, Sean. Well, the thing is that the problem arises when you have a single entity controlling distribution. This is what happens with Walmart and music and things like that. When the tipper sticker came out.
Blockbuster
as well. When the tipper sticker came out, a lot of companies wouldn't even carry the albums. Never mind anything. If it had the sticker, we don't carry it. So it was a form of censorship. Now, my concern is when you have an evil clown like McDonald's, okay, getting involved with movie distribution and things like that, I do not trust the wicked clown.
A family-oriented company. What kind of movies are they going to be allowing in their vending machines? And what kind of movies will we start disappearing?
Yes. And
you'll never be able to rent anymore.
And then you'll find that, I bet
or
you, any movie...
censored movies.
Any movie that displays McDonald's in an unfavorable light, I bet you will not be inside those vending machines. Like, what's the chances I'm going to be able to go there and get supersize me out of those vending machines at McDonald's?
Zero.
You know, what do you suppose that one's going to be in there for? As a matter of fact,
digitally enhanced movies with McDonald's put into it.
Yeah.
How about movies with blank spaces for ads now within the movie, and each distributor puts their own ad in that space?
That sounds sick enough that that's actually happening. Is that happening right now?
I just made that up.
You just don't make shit like that up.
People will do
don't
it.
Do that. You see Sims doing it now. I start doing this After Now stuff, and now Sims caught on to it, and he figured out how I did it. Now he's going to start making predictions.
But
that's
why
an
not?
Evil prediction. Yeah,
why
no, that's going to happen. You just wait. That's a Sim prediction. That's not a Sean prediction.
Like the drinking can of unlabeled
cola. Yeah, and you
cola,
put like a blue screen on the cola, and then yeah. they just wrap the advertising on it digitally afterwards.
That's
right.
Oh, McDonald's
that's fucking
evil. Version. Coke gets their version.
That's evil. I can't oh, my God. That's so bad. Oh. Ah!
What's happening? I'm
maybe
sure
there's
happening.
A way. Maybe there's a way we could remove, like if you were to have like a dynamic thing that processed film, look for the blue screen matting that was digitally
it's
added
called after. Not buying that movie. That's what it's called.
Well, it'd just be cool to be able to like filter out advertising. Like, what if you use that Adblock software on the movie?
They you still know. Think they're getting their advertising through. You're giving them your money.
Yeah, that's a good
so
point.
So fuck them.
So fuck them. Okay, good point. On to sort yourself out. Hey, SKTFM. This is from Caps Locker.
It's all a cap.
Caps Locker, buddy. Okay. I called you Caps Locker because you sent me your original email and all in caps. And so I thought it'd be funny in naming you Caps Locker. Now, I'm going to answer your email here. But it's all in caps, and it's a little hard on the eyes to read because it's pretty big. So please, if you're going to send me emails, do not send them all in caps. Thank you. Hey, SKTFM. I have a little problem with my wonderful girlfriend of 6 months now. We have been great friends for over 5 years and just started dating last fall. Shit's great, other than the little bullshit that comes along in relationships as they go on longer. You know all about my 11-day Master Cleanser fast I did a few months ago. Yeah, there's guys doing, like, hardcore fasting now. There's
11
guys,
days.
Well, you can do up to a 40-day, but that's, like, for really extreme. I would never, ever advise going longer than 10. Me, personally, I've only ever done 8.
Yeah.
So I cannot even advise 10. I've only ever done 8, and I find that was good enough for me. So these guys saying 11 and 40 days and stuff like that, that's stuff that's coming from other books. That's not coming from me. But anyway, about my 11-day Master Cleanser fast I did a few months ago, I've had some excellent response from my friends as well as my lady. In fact, my good friend and his wife have tried the vegetarian lifestyle or are considering fasting before they try to make a child, which is really cool. That's a really good idea because it gets all the toxins out. And after you have that child, really interestingly enough, my dad, when I was born, even though he was a freak show, really, like, he got all natural food. Even the meat was all organic beef.
Really?
And ground. Yeah, he made his own baby food.
Smart choice.
And regardless, I don't know if it was genetics or what, but I have no food allergies, and I'm very, very healthy, and I've never broken a bone in my life. And believe me, I have taken some badass falls. So I think, quite honestly, that when you're a child, if ever you were going to go, like, not vegetarian because you're worried about, you know, not getting enough protein or whatever, if you want to do that, if you want to make sure your child is healthy,
at least go natural.
Go psycho organic. You want to eat cows, great, go eat cows, but eat organic cows. Do not eat the chemical injected cows. So my girlfriend, who is 6 foot and about 145 pounds, gets all excited with my first fast back then, even saying that she'd like to try it. I know she just wanted to do it for the weight loss, which she doesn't need. Yeah, chicks do that. They're like, ooh, I can lose weight, cool. Anyway, time has gone by, and just this week she finds out that her father's leukemia has come back out of remission. Yeah, he's ready to just wave the white flag and give up because the last bombardment of chemo almost killed the 59-year-old Vietnam veteran. By the way, who kicked some serious ass in the jungle, but won't talk about it. You know, one of those superhuman moments where time stops and it's you against who knows how many. Sorry, this is getting long. Anyway, she's all worked out about this, and I proceed to mention the possibility of doing a 40-day fast with some other cleansing, and she freaks out on me and says she needs my support right now and doesn't want to hear about some stupid fast. She proceeds to tell me that I talk about it too much, and I believe I'm trying to push her into the idea and push it onto everyone I meet. They say that we aren't going to agree on things all the time and for me to get used to it. I told her that I would never mention it to her dad, that I would never mention her dad trying some alternative medicine ever again. This pisses me off so much because of her ignorance of her opinions. Welcome to relationships. Anyway, I'm just curious how to handle this situation. I want to stick with this girl, and I'm afraid to talk about these things that I now know from server, she will just think I'm a crazed, paranoid lunatic. I've already gotten in a few arguments where I just had to shut my mouth and let it go. I'm thinking about presenting a plan to her father without her knowledge and go from there. What the hell? If I had 1 year to live, I think I would try anything. I guess if you want to give me any thoughts about this and guess how you and the Dark One get along and manage and stay happily married, assuming you are, I'm sure she, like all women, thinks and knows that we are a bunch of freaks. So if you're to be switched on aware is freakish, then knight me, Sir Freak. Thanks, and keep up all the good work, man. Okay. Now, this is a good one. This is a great, great question, and a great sort yourself out, even though it's sent to be in all caps, you prick. But in all honesty, yeah, no, I feel your pain, dude. Now, the number one thing you got to understand here is that women are emotionally driven, right? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, blah, blah, blah. All right, so it's like this. Her dad... Her, like, icon of dadness, okay, the dad unit for women is really, really big. Women are always closer to the dad, usually. Psychologically, according to psychological standards, from what I've read and what I understand, I don't want people sending me emails all ripping me apart on this one, but generally, chicks imprint a lot from their dad. Men imprint a lot from their mother. This is true. Now, the thing is, though, that her dad, okay, even though he was in remission, everything was all cool, it kicks back up. So she's now dealing with emotions regarding to the loss of her father, right? She's thinking, oh my God, my dad's going to die, la, 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 la. So this is real fear. And when real fear kicks in, a lot of bullshit doesn't stand up anymore. So, you know, a lot of people don't take alternative medicine seriously, la, 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 right? They're all like, oh, well, you know, this is kind of cool. It's like a hobby, whatever. I mean, you're into this. But she doesn't take it seriously. She doesn't understand that's there. Now, your number one obligation here is to your wife, okay? Never mind the dad. Never mind anybody else. Your number one obligation here is to your partner. Where the metal meets the meat, if the dad's in the car and she's in the car is on fire and you are in the car, you can only drag one of them out of the car, you drag the wife out of the car. That's how it works. And yes, it sucks, but that's what triage is all about. Now, if she wants to know, like, okay, doing the, I'm not going to mention it to anybody, I'll never mention it again. I used to play that game all the time. Fine, I will never do this again, ever, so long as I live, so help me God. And that is actually punishment, is what that is. You're punishing the person you care about by saying, fine, you don't like this, I will never mention it again, fuck you. I slam the door in your face. Okay, that's not helpful. That doesn't do a goddamn thing. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that, first of all, never mind the dad, never mind the alternative, never mind any of that shit. You got to focus on where your wife slash girlfriend slash partner, whatever, is at right now. Because you're with her for 5 years. She's your fucking wife, dude. If you've been with her for 5 years and you're not just dating, we're only dating for two, but we've been together for five. That shit cracks me up. Yeah, we've been together 27 years, but we're not married. You know, whatever. Yeah. You're married, fuck. Anyway, it's kind of like, you know, if you're siding with your partner, you got to look after her. So, you know, for the next week or so, I would probably just focus on making sure that she's okay. Make sure she's got emotional stability. Make sure she feels safe. Make sure she feels loved. La, 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 la. And then rather than saying summary statements like, this is good for you, you could say, maybe since your dad, obviously this leukemia thing is kicking his ass, maybe there's a way we could try to find something that would work. And the two of you together, right, because you kind of know what direction you want to look, but she wants to be involved. She wants to help her father. So if you help her discover an alternative means which may help, and the science is there. This isn't a bunch of voodoo rock throwing here, okay? There's some real science to back up diet, things like that. And how far do you want to go? Are you willing to let the old man move into the house? Are you willing to cook for the guy? Are you willing to, do whatever it takes to save his ass? Is that how far you want to go? These are all major, major questions that you need to discuss with the daughter. If she's like, well, I think the doctors know best, and she wants to throw her hair head in the air, you got to bite your tongue and go, okay, well, I'm a little concerned about that. But, you know, look at the data. Submit data and let her make her decision from the same data that you made the decision on. Maybe some of the data you're looking at isn't right. Maybe some of the decisions that have been made, women sometimes will look at things and they're very analytical. They'll look at stuff and they'll go, oh, okay. Women generally don't have the male botch bullshit ego that guys do. I'm right. And then we'll determine we're right. We'll cite our sources. That's it. Chicks don't generally do that. They'll look at things unique each time and they'll look at it. Maybe there's some of your sources aren't right. Maybe there's something to look at. Maybe, you know, maybe some of the stuff I've said isn't true. I don't know. I think it is. But you got to be willing to check some everything. So in answer to your question, you got to get very Budo about your relationship with your partner. She's got to be the number one thing in your life. And people go, wow, Sean, that's kind of controlling. Well, no, because you should be the number one thing in her life, right? That's how it works. You pass the torch back and forth, and both of you try to, you know, out-love the other person. That's the idea. And that's the only way that you can make it work, especially when you have, you know, in this crazy world we live in where there's so many changes. So hope that helps. And hope that puts you on the path there. What do you think, Sid? Do you think that's unbalanced? Or do you think that's
no, that makes a lot of sense.
I think so.
And it's probably the best approach you can take.
Yeah, but you got to look after her, man. And don't be shoving any alternative medicine on anybody. Because
they'll just drive you apart.
Yeah, they'll just drive it up. And you got to honesty, trust, and communication. If you do not have honesty, trust, and communication, you don't have a relationship either. So that's the footnotes I use. Relationships are real fucking easy. You know, whenever people break up, you know, and stuff like that, they're always like, wow, this broke us up. No. You let that break you up. You know what I mean? There's certain things like, well, she cheated on me. Well, yeah, okay, that's pretty much done. Done, and done.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. But if she's like, let's say she, has an annoying trait. Like, she eats oranges in bed, and the fucking bed sheets are always stained with fucking oranges, okay? And there's oranges everywhere, and you got this citrus. You fucking hate citrus. You know, you'd have to try to come up with some sort of a way. Maybe get her some orange juice that she can eat in bed rather than, you know, try to find some common ground there.
Plastic sheets.
It's about compromise, you know? Get some plastic sheets, get some baby oil, and you got baby oil, oranges, and plastic sheets. I mean, could that be acidic? I don't know. But what I'm trying to say here is compromise. It's about compromise, buddy. Now, On to the news. And Body Bank news from Deadcode. Deadcode found this article. This is really cool. There's lots of stuff coming out about replacement organs in that. You know, you know the super rich are into this. Well, now, this one's cool. Australian scientists have found a way to make blood cells in volume out of human master cells, which could eventually lead to the production of safe blood cells for transfusions and organ transplants.
Oh,
now,
that's awesome.
Yeah, blood is a major fucking deal, okay? Yeah. Like, blood. More people bleed to death. Bleeding death is a major cause of death on the battlefield. Plus, there's so many people who die from blood. There's people who need blood transfusions. This is great. Further to this, I believe there's a lot of diseases that are, in fact, diseases of the blood. There's diseases like AIDS and cancer that are diseases of the blood. And there's people who've done ozone therapy with cancer who've cured themselves of cancer by making their blood into an oxygen-rich environment. Now, if you could create some sort of a method to give yourself a blood transfusion with young blood, I mean, there's other side benefits where your body is constantly having young blood in it. It will not die.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done this test with rats. There's, if you could synthetically produce a blood filter in your body that keeps you young.
Oh, my God.
What a concept. This is really cool. Synthetically producing red blood cells would, in theory, overcome concerns of dangerous infections that could be transmitted from blood donors to patients worldwide. Never mind that. Never mind. I want the immortality pill. That's what I'm after here.
Young blood.
But researchers said it would probably take a few years for scientists to get to the stage where blood cells could be made large enough quantities for transfusions.
2 years. Who cares?
A few years, my ass. I mean, put some budget behind this. What would be nice is if it opens the possibility for the future of making large quantities of blood cells in controlled environments that would make and could be used to treat patients, said Andrew Elephantry. Elephantry.
Elephantry.
That's his name, Elephantry.
Elephant tree.
Elephant tree. That was Andrew Elephant tree, who led the research at the Monash University in Melbourne. The Aussies are doing some good shit down there, eh?
Yeah.
I'm kind of liking a lot of the stuff that the Aussies are doing. So, you know, some good body bank news
That's awesome. That's really encouraging.
And in core political licensing news, you ready for this one? This goes back to that McDonald's thing.
Great.
During a seminar on online piracy in the Netherlands last week, everyone's fucking with the Netherlands.
Netherlands
now
are really cracking down a lot of stuff lately.
A representative of Warner Home Entertainment made it clear that internet service providers won't get movie content licensed unless they provide identifying information of their customers on demand.
What?
Yes. Unless you give us your computer information, your customer's information.
Blackmail.
Yeah, it's totally blackmail. In a concluding panel discussion at the seminar, a representative of one of the Dutch ISPs said they declined to hand over the IDs of its file sharing customers to anti-privacy organization Brin to protect their privacy. So this,
good for
these,
you.
Yeah, the Dutch ISPs are like, don't fuck with the Dutch, man. Like, these guys, you know, they got a lot of spine over there. Go check what the Dutch have done in history. They're not really, you know, they got some ideas on their own, you know. Warner Home Video's Ruud Lamers. I swear to God, that's his name, Ruud Lamer. Ruud Lamer responded that as long as the providers stick to its opinion that they needn't expect content from any of the major players. That is, Warner doesn't have to be confronted with anonymous IP addresses in case of copyright infringement, and puts the delivery of identifying information as a condition for licensing deals. This threat came a week before Brin took five ISPs to court to obtain identities behind the IP addresses of 42 file shares. It's over 42 different addresses. So it's nice to see that some of these Dutch internet service providers have got the balls. Because it'd be easier for them just to roll over and say, whatever, you know.
They are. Yeah.
But they're like, no, fuck you, man. This is bullshit. The ISP has requested a procedure on the merits instead of today's normal summary proceeding. What will be decided, the final outcome is still unclear, especially since the ISPs have countersued Breen. So now it's turning into a real war over there in the Netherlands. In the meantime, apparently no movie content from then until they stopped. Still, they stop protecting their customers' privacy.
Darn. No movies.
Oh, well, I guess we'll have to make sure that anyone in the Netherlands who needs any good movies, they can just get some good torrent links for the good Netherlands people there. Because fuck you, you core political media mogul pricks. Anyway, in weird activist news, now this was sent to me from Phoenix. Now this is a weird story because it seems a lot like spin to defame PETA. Now, PETA's done some interesting stuff. I don't agree with a lot of stuff PETA has done, but they make a point. You know, they're extremists. You know, they have their hard line. They're like fundamental activism kind of people. Okay?
Right.
They're not bad people. I think sometimes some of the stuff they do is a little bit misguided.
They get a little
heavy-handed, you know what I mean? But, you know, they could be argued that some of their heavy handings. I mean, these people are, if nothing else, they're compassionate. Okay, maybe compassionate to a fault, but they're compassionate. Now check this out. Two employees of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals were charged with animal cruelty for allegedly picking up dogs and cats from shelters and dumping their dead bodies in the garbage. Police said they found 18 dead animals in a bin and 13 more in a van registered to the activist group, all from the shelters in the state's northeastern corner. Investigators arrested the two workers after shaking out the garbage, or after staking out the garbage bin where the animals had previously been dumped, police said Thursday. PETA President Ingrid Newkirk said the workers were picking up animals to be brought to the PETA headquarters for euthanization. Veterinarians and animal control officers said PETA workers had promised to find homes for the animals rather than euthanize them. Ah, according to the police.
Right.
So the guys giving the, so the people they got the animals from said, no, they said they were finding homes. And PETA said, no, we were saying we were going to euthanize these animals. Neither police nor PETA offered any theory as to why the animals might have been dumped. So let me give you a theory why these animals got dumped. They grabbed these animals probably from research labs or from research facilities. The animals were too far gone to be actually adopted out. Or there was unknown variables, like were these animals used in experimentation? We're not going to give a cat who's walking around with Ebola to little Cindy down the block.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you know what? They probably checked out the animals. Okay, bang. One dead animal later. Now, what are they going to do? Now, the animal's dead, so it really doesn't matter what the fuck they do with the animals. So the best thing to do with them would be to bury them, probably in landfill. So why not throw them in a dumpster? I mean, it's a little grim, but why not do that? But the way this story has been spun, it looks a lot to me like somebody's trying to, like, paint PETA with a bad brush here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that PETA's, you know, can do no evil.
They're killing animals.
See? See, they wear leather shoes, so they obviously are full of shit.
I think there's a lot of missing information in these stories.
Yeah, this is obviously a lot of spin here. So I'd like to see if there's anybody from PETA or involved with PETA, because I'm sure some of our listeners are involved with PETA, who could get me the truth on this, Skinny, because this sounds like a lot of bullshit spin
to
me.
They didn't say what the condition of the animals were in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. And you know this is exactly the kind of article where some asshole is going to be up on stage somewhere saying, oh, yeah, and PETA's throwing animals in the dumpsters anyway, so who fucking cares? That's exactly the kind of spin that this story is going to generate. So I would just, you know, be advised to check out what you're going here. But that's an odd story. And the whole story, there's not much more to that story than what I read you. So I'd like to get a check sum on that. In broadband news, and this is an editorial statement story history lesson. Okay, normally I never link to blogs, ever. I will not link to a blog. So if you guys see a good story on a blog, unless it's like linked to another news story on an actual news page, I don't link to blogs. And I never.
Blogs are just opinions. They're not the news story.
And I very, very rarely will link to an editorial, unless it's an educational editorial, as this one is. And this has to do with that, with how ever since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2004 that states can bar cities from offering high-speed internet services. I did not know that. Lobbyists for telephone and cable companies have descended on state capitals across the nation. Their mission, to take cities out of the broadband business by state dictum. This has been alarmingly successful. More than a dozen states have agreed to do their bidding. So what happens here is you have telephone companies who are like, no, voice over IP. If people have broadband, they'll be able to download movies. So we want to make it so broadband is illegal. So that circumvents...
It's corporate war.
It's a total corporate war trying to prevent people's access to information at high speed. Oh, sure, you could surf the web. But you're not getting anything worthwhile. No downloading pictures and nothing. Just a little bit
of text.
Right. That's all you're allowed
to get.
So nice try, sticks. The telecom lobbyists have now set their sights on Congress, where Representative Pete Sessions of Texas introduced a bill late last month where they extend the ban on municipal broadband services to every city in the country. It's an outrageous attempt by cable and telephone firms to protect their duopoly over a broadband from competition. It's bad for consumers, bad for technology, and bad for America's hopes of catching up to other countries in broadband deployment. Yeah, like, okay, look at Asia. Okay, Asia is running full steam ahead,
trying to get
broadband to every single person. Why do you suppose that is? Do you think the Asians are stupid? Do you think the government over there is like, oh, well, you know, we're really into freedom for our people? No, it's got nothing to do with that, because it has to do with economics.
It's a technology race.
And the more people have access to technology, those people who are gifted in the realms of technology will emerge through the internet, through server, and then expose themselves, helping the economy of the country get stronger. Hello? This is like a longer big picture plan here. And that's why Asia's doing it, because Asia, you know, Japan and that, they really got their shit together when it comes to technology.
Yeah.
Could be argued that actually Japan really invented technology. They're the guys who have mastered it, mass produced it. And there's a lot we could learn from there, sure. A lot of the stuff they do I don't think is all that great. But, I mean, you've got to look at the technology that's hitting the streets, man, and go, whoa. You know, obviously we better keep up, otherwise America's going to get left the fuck behind. and trying to do this stuff with broadband is just ridiculous. I mean, how would you
so
fight
backwards.
This? Yeah, how would you fight this? How would you fight this? I guess you'd have to make sure you talk to your senator or just monitor it in the news
yeah.
and make sure other people know. I mean, when you think about it, broadband is what allows you to get this show.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, if it wasn't for broadband, you would not be hearing Newsreel right now. I mean, true, after all said and done, but like by the time I finish screaming,
get it out, but it'd be a lot more trouble.
Well, by the time I'm finished screaming, the show's about 600 megs. Right? You know, by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah.
By the time I'm finished screaming.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Then I compress it, and then I bear it down, I bear it down, bear it down. Yeah. By the time it gets out to the dude on the street, it's about 24, and we've compressed it a bunch of times,
right? Yeah.
But still, 24 megs?
That's pretty big for slow speed plays.
That
right?
is yeah. 24 megs a day?
Yeah.
That's pretty goddamn good. You know what I mean? Like, there's, that's, you know.
That's a bit of bandwidth.
That's a good chunk, you know, for a daily go. Like, if you were to take, like, 100 shows, and I mean, anyway, you cut that, if you got the really high quality stuff, I mean, my God, man. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Craziness. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, you have to have broadband because as technology improves, like if I could be doing a TV news show and have like a newscaster's desk and stuff like that and actually have like, you know, a global weather person and like actually do like a proper CNN style newscast, baby, Rant Media would do it. I think we'd do it. Wouldn't you do it? I mean, it would be a huge effort and cost, but if we got like sponsorship or something and had a couple $1 million or whatever, I'd do
That'd
it.
Be fun.
I'd be willing to sit behind a desk and yell at a camera, put it that way. So I don't know if Sim would be involved because Sim's my manager and that's how it works. But, you know, there's a lot of logistics between here and there. But
yeah, yeah.
A lot. But, yes.
But it's possible, right?
It is.
And without broadband, that would not
Would not happen. So nope. We need to have broadband. And not only that.
Why stifle technology? I just don't understand.
Well.
Where's the evil? The corporations
because,
see the evil,
right? Well, it's loss of money, right? And that's yet more of the benefit. I see that as a benefit, taking the money away from the corporations.
They don't see the benefit in it. They only see they're not thinking long term.
No, it's all about the dollar.
Can get their product to the consumer.
I want to make as much money as I can and get out of the industry. And eventually, all the money's going to be gone. People are going to bail, and it's just going to turn into this huge knife fight. Even worse than it is. It's not as bad as it could get. Trust me.
Yeah.
Wait until we get into organ farming and body ripping, and oh, God, it could get really sick.
Now, reference.
Well, not only that, reference India. They're already doing it in India where chicks are selling their eyes and shit. It's fucked up. In World War news, now this is a story from about a month ago, but it kind of slipped through the cracks, and I got caught by Nalo Sirth, and he threw it back at me.
Oh, yeah.
The United States must be prepared, this is a quote now, the United States must be prepared to take the war on terror to up to 60 countries if weapons of mass destruction are to be kept out of terrorist hands, end quote, says President Bush. Okay?
What?
60
countries.
His impassioned speech to 1,000 graduates at the West Point Military Academy in New York State. Now, you notice how he's totally preaching to the choir here.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go to war with 60 countries because they have weapons of mass destruction. Dude, what if...
Is that Eurasia or Oceania?
What if, you know, China went, you know what, the United States has weapons of mass destruction, and we want the United States to get rid of their weapons of mass destruction because they've already said they're going to declare war on 60 fucking countries. Let's say any other country on the fucking planet said they were going to invade 60 other countries for any reason.
Any reason at all.
Make up a fucking reason.
Try your hardest.
Okay, any reason you want. 60 countries, 60 separate wars? I'm sorry, the American war machine is pretty big and pretty badass, but they cannot go on 60 fucking nations.
So therefore,
holy shit.
They need other people.
So,
right,
yeah, not only, I don't even know where this is going to go, but the fact is he's coming out and saying he's declaring war on 60 fucking nations. This must be what the Democrats are trying to stop, this is what we're trying to stop him from doing by stopping him from doing his job, because his job is to declare war on 60 fucking countries!
60 countries. I can't imagine another country saying that. They'd be driven into the ground.
Like, don't get me wrong, I like Americans, a lot of my fans are Americans, I think they're great people, and generally... Invading 60 fucking countries? Dude, that's like complete hyperpower Nazi bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Mr. Bush said that terrorism cells in countries that make up close to one-third of the globe.
He's declaring war on one-third of the
Earth.
On
a third of the fucking Earth. Must be actively sought out and dismantled. That's a great term for hunted and killed. We must take the battle to the enemy, disrupt his plans, and confront the worst threats before they emerge. What the fuck
Before
are you?
Before they emerge.
Thought crime. You there, writing books about terrorism. We will destroy you. He said and added that Americans must be, quote, ready for preemptive action when necessary to defend our liberty and defend our lives. Let me read that again. Quote, ready for preemptive action when necessary to defend our liberty and defend our lives. Now this, end quote, this goes back to the whole, we will nuke you if we think you have a bomb. Now, we thought Iraq had a bomb, but they didn't. And now comes the Downing Street memo where they knew that Iraq didn't have the bomb. They lied on the Downing Street memo. The entire administration, the entire fucking administration lied on the Downing Street memo, including the Brits. But who gives a fuck about them? I mean, they've declared war on more nations than any other country in the history of the world. But anyway, never mind the Brits. We'll deal with them in a bit. They got their own problem to deal with right now. Luckily, I'm not attached to Britain. Not anymore, being Canadian. But anyway. But when you look at the states, who we've got the longest unprotected fucking border within the world, okay, I'm like, whoa, crazy bush guy.
Are we on that list?
Which?
The 60 countries.
Oh, probably.
Harboring terrorists.
Harboring terrorists, distributing harmful, you know, teaching people to read and stuff, you know, it's all bad, you know. I mean, we beat them in hockey, you know, it's terrorist actions, you know, the undermining the authority of America. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, my God. He said, in the world we have entered, the only path to safety is a path of action, and this nation will act. Holy fuck!
Peace equals war.
Like, you know, I really don't have to say much to that. As a matter of fact, if I was going to ever, like, retort to Smokehouse's comment, I would simply quote George Bush in this article back to Smokehouse and saying, you know, that's cool, but unfortunately, George Bush is obviously, by this one statement alone, which he said at the prestigious, the fucking prestigious West Point Military Academy. Everybody knows about West Point. Fuck, I know about West Point.
That he's ready to declare war on one-third of the planet.
That on a third of the planet, including preemptive strikes on the world. And there's people out there who will go, yeah. Well, yeah.
Of course.
Well, yeah. Okay, you need to see what blood looks like on concrete. Is what you need to see. You need to go out there and actually look in some of the faces of these people getting chopped into meat. Because I am fucking sorry. I have seen the other side of the coin, and this is not the path to peace. Okay, I don't know what this is the path to, and I don't give a fuck who's going to take over after George. But I'm getting really concerned that I, like, as long as somebody can take after George, because it's not about who's right in this presidency. It's about who's going to be left after this presidency. That's what I'm talking about. This is fucking nuts. And in Poison Planet news, now this is stuff from Russia. And although it's happening in Russia, I wonder how much shit like this happens in America that we never hear about.
Yeah.
Unreported news. And this is exactly the kind of stuff I want to cover in this show. This is nuts. Fuel oil, which spilled out of a derailed train west of the Russian capital, may endanger Moscow's drinking water and cause an ecological disaster, senior emergencies ministry official said today. Late on Wednesday, 26 cars on a train loaded with fuel oil derailed and overturned near the city of Tver, T-V-E-R, some 200 kilometers, 125 miles, west of Moscow, causing no casualties but leaking fuel into the nearby Vazuza River. Some crazy Russian guy with a name that was mostly V's was quoted as saying by the RIA Novosti news agency, there is an ecological danger from soil and water bodies, and the Vazuza is drinking source for Moscow's water, Vazuza said. According that the cleanup, adding that the cleanup could take a month. Now, this is a poisoned water supply. And Thursday, the fuel reached the Volga River. Oh, the Volga. I've heard of the Volga River, which is a source. That's a huge river, man. That's like a major river in Moscow, which has a source, which has its source in the area and flows past the Russian capital. Ah, I see. And the chief environmentalist prosecutor for the Volga River, Oleg Petrov, said, at the confluence of the Vazuza and the Volga, about 50% of the water surface is covered in a colored film.
Whoa.
Okay, that's huge. The railway's line operator, the October Company, that sounds like such a G.I. Joe.
The October Company.
The October Company is working with emergency services and ecological specialists to prevent leaks from the accidental site, the company's head, Viktor Stepov, said. We have blocked all the leaking channels from the site, Stepov said.
But it's too late.
But it is too late because there's already oil going down the Volga River. Now, when you look at this, Russia and Moscow, we don't hear a lot about Moscow.
No, not in the news a lot.
But, I mean, Moscow is pretty desperate. There's a lot of people trying to get out of Moscow. That whole nation is really taking a shit. And there's a lot of weird, illegal shit that happens in Moscow. Moscow's turned into a place where if you've got money, there is nothing you cannot do. Here we have a city that was... That was a very short time ago, not even 15 years ago, a world leader and a world power. And now it has fallen that fast into third world status. you know, where you've got people who are like women who are like trying to marry to get out of the country. You've got weird sex crimes. You've got weird medical procedures going on over there. Nobody really knows what's happening in Moscow. Now, if we got any listeners who are familiar with the region, I'd love to hear from you, because I'd like to get a little bit more skinny about what the fuck's going on in Moscow. I'd like to find some intel over there. Maybe that's a place to run. Maybe that'd be a WOG hiding zone. I don't know. But I'm afraid of Moscow. And when you have stuff like this where the drinking water is getting poisoned and people are breaking up furniture to burn it in their houses, that's like sometimes I think the aftermath may have showed up in Moscow. On to today's Daily Hack. Here's a great article. This is a huge article. It goes on. It's all online. It's all on web. It's about, I call it America 40K, as in Warhammer 40K. During World War I, American activist Randolph Bourne had warned, quote, "War is the health of the state," end quote. His prophecy has proven accurate. In the post-1914 years have been an era of total war and the total state. It seemed that with the fall of the Soviet Union, the state of permanent war, permanent mobilization, and permanent emergency would end. This hope has not been realized. Instead, the U.S. and the world are now laying the groundwork for high-tech totalitarianism. Liberty is in retreat, just as it occurs everywhere in between 1914 and 1945. So when you look at the buildup, history repeats itself. History is repeating itself. And if you look to the past, you'll be able to predict the future. Mm-hmm. Also, I found a great link from MI5. This links to the British Secret Service website.
Okay.
About dodging the Shadowrunners. It's about understanding about espionage, how espionage works. And if you study this same, like, you got to understand, the Brits invented espionage. Okay? These are the people who had counterterrorism. The SAS has been geeking terrorists longer than anybody. Okay? Because, well, the UK was declaring war on people, and so they've dealt with insurgents, la, 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 la. And they sharpened their teeth on the Irish. Okay? And yeah, Believe you me, being Irish myself, the Irish are a pretty good people when it comes to that whole being, you know, subtle with war and bombing and all that kind of stuff. So they know their shit. So this is a great link, great information about espionage, how to tell if you're being groomed. And this will work equally well for if you're being groomed by a police organization or somebody trying to get information from you. There are little telltale signs.
How to watch out for it.
How to watch out for people trying to make you into a contact. How do people use you? Things like that. Very, very cool. Espionage has been described as the world's second oldest profession, as stated in the threats section of the website. Many countries still make extensive use of espionage agents in the UK. This page provides an overview of the main risks from espionage for potential targets traveling or working overseas, together with advice on steps you can take to minimize the risks. And that's all I got for you today, but don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. This is a free broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of those willing to fight in this time of crisis. And they are Four Lead, Alan, Drew, Y. Simmeru, The Grey Ghost, Drake, WebLife, Philip, Paradin, Robert, Jesse, Andrew, Michael, End User, Christopher, Nuke, Derek, Joseph, Jesse, Eric, Desert Runner, Steve, Brandon, Jason, Matthew, Mainframe, Peter, Malcolm, Timor, Rosalie, Keith, Matt, Evan, Austin, David, Jonathan, Adam, Richard, Charles, Philip, Jason, Jonathan, Brandon, Host Mojo, Matt, Charles, Matthew, Lars, Eric, Dark Nature, Brandon, and the new subscribers, the people who showed up as reinforcements. Thank you so much, everyone, and thanks to the new subscribers, Ed, Jennifer, Palmer, Art, Kevin, Michael, Dennis, Jesse, Matthew, and Jason. Thank you so much. And if you would like to keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the donate tab. Every little bit helps. And thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data, and Sim for showing up for Tuesday's show. You guys are getting a big treat today.
Yeah, I may show up from time to time throughout the next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks, he's got some time off. So, you know, he'll be over here hounding me, making sure that I work and stuff. And if you have access to sensitive information or any of the pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel. That's NEWSREA. At rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, check out anything by Raised in Black, because they rule. This is one of my favorite bands, Raised in Black.
Cool.
They're super cool. Very, very good stuff. Super, super, like, music to code by in a big time way. It's all about the red text on black background with Raised in Black. I love these guys.
They put out lots of products.
Huge product. Great band. I'm going to leave you now with a Robert Cray track that I got pointed at by Lead Scorch, and I had to rip it off the web and everything, but I think it's a pointed track about the war overseas.
Okay, cool.
So until tomorrow, that's what Server said. Anything else?
No, that's it.
End of line.
There's no need to cry. I'm not a boy. It's what I signed up for. When you're used up, where do you go? Soldier. sleep anymore. What we come here for? To protect an oil line, I'd really like to do my job, but this ain't the country that I had in mind. They call this a war on terror. I see a lot of civilians dying. Mothers, sons, fathers, and daughters, not to mention some friends of mine, some friends of mine. Supposed to meet last week. Promises they don't keep anymore. Gotta fight the rich man's war. Mother, dry your eyes.